Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy, the first shot has been thrown. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jared Zoller, the voice there, you know it. Seth Joyner, they don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of coming here and winning on Sunday. All right, let's have the discussion. Right back to your phone calls. Hugh, our first thoughts. It's the Eagles and the Commanders. What do you think of the matchup?
Ooh, it's going to be a tough one. I mean, I understand where Seth's coming from. And normally, in certain situations, You would say that.
Rookie quarterback,
man,
on the road.
But this cat right here with that VR headset that he was working with to help him, you know, become the quarterback that he is. The thing that jumps out to me from that game that I saw them play against the Detroit Lions was he threw some frozen ropes. He threw a couple of those. The moment didn't look too big for him. Normally, that's what you see. But I'll say that. You can say that across the board for all the rookies that are coming into the league now. Because we got a couple of them on our squad that the moment doesn't look too big for them.
It's true. Quinn,
so it's one of those things where...
But quarterbacks usually takes them a few years. This is rare. This is very rare.
It's one of those things, man, where I remember coming into the league. And the biggest thing for me was the speed of the game. And then it was the moments, because early on didn't have the type of success going to the playoffs and stuff like that. But these young Thundercats nowadays, you know, the only thing I can contribute his success to is the virtual reality games that he was playing, and put him in positions where I guess he just feels comfortable.
The other thing is he's older than most. He played in college a while, so he's not your typical 21, 22-year-old. He's 24-ish, 20, maybe close to 25. So he's a little older. Look, he's awesome. He's an awesome player. I said it last week before they even played the Lion game. He's the best rookie I've ever seen in any sport. I mean that. I guess maybe rookie LeBron in the NBA, and you realize it was different. He was 19, 18. But football, certainly. He's the best rookie I've ever seen. Now, it's not a one-man game, Hugh. We know this. The quarterback here hasn't done much for weeks, and they're still winning games. The first look at the line, Hugh Douglas, over at FanDuel, the Eagles are a 5.5-point favorite over the Commanders. That was interesting to me, because on Saturday night, the Lions were a 9.5-point favorite over the same Commanders team. Now, I don't think they're... is a 4-point gap between the Eagles and the Lions. Like, why aren't we as big of a favorite over the Commanders as the Lions just were? That's interesting.
I feel because maybe, you know, the Jalen factor probably plays into that.
Definitely could
a
be.
Lot.
He's banged up.
He's
not playing
that,
great.
You know, you got to give, regardless of what you think about the Commodores, man, they went into the Lions then. they slayed the Lions.
Crushed them.
Man, they handled their business. And they made it look effortless. They really did. They made it look effortless. So there's that. But, you know, you got to come here. It's a different game. I think the matchup really, to me, looking at that game against Detroit, he was the X factor, the quarterback, because they haven't seen anything like that.
He was best player on the field.
Yeah, and you could see that. And it put that defense in a tizzy. And then, you know what the effect that it had? He affected the offense, too, on the other side. You know why? Because they panicked. They start all of that. They stayed.
Because they knew they couldn't stop him.
Yes. And that's where they screwed up. The one thing that you always have to do in the playoffs, in my humble opinion, is stick to the game plan. Just like you look at the Rams yesterday. You knew they were going to come in here and throw the ball. And guess what they did?
They threw the ball.
And they had moments where you were like, damn, he made that play? Like, early on, they were dropping footballs all over the place. But, boy, when he had to have those plays, that sideline catch that Puka Nacua had, man, good googly.
So my first thought on this one for Sunday is this is going to be a big challenge. I don't think we could look at the Commanders anymore as a sixth seed. Like, they're in the NFC title game. I don't care what seed they are. They just went to Detroit and won. They're going to be a real challenge. Now the Eagles are at home. They have a better overall roster. This is going to be the fourth straight road game for Washington. There could be some attrition there as they keep going through this. But look, the Eagles have lost one game, Hugh, since September.
Yeah.
It was the Commanders.
But it ain't light.
So they're not coming. I don't think they're going to come in here scared or anything like that.
No, none of that. And it ain't light. I mean, look at history. It ain't light. A sixth seed hasn't knocked off a higher seed and not went to the Super Bowl. It's happened before. So it's one of those things where you cannot, especially a team that knows you, man, you better not take these Commodores lightly.
Kyle, first thought?
Am I being honest?
This is a safe space.
Yeah, now that we're here, and there's a little bit of uncertainty with Hurts' knee, and after having watched what the Commanders did to the Lions and sort of letting it marinate, as of Monday, I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay. I mean, I don't think you're the only one. I mean, we could have bravado or we could be honest about this. They're a challenge. Like, this is going to be a big challenge for Vic Fangio. He's got to really have them ready to go because you watch some of those plays. You make one little mistake in the secondary, and it's a touchdown. Like, they're creating huge plays.
Yeah, but I will say this with that, is that the reason why the Commanders are playing better. They're playing better. There's no question about that, and I'm not taking anything away. But when you look at that matchup, it favored the Commodores because Detroit was playing with a bunch of dudes that just were on the street not too long ago. And you know, shout out to those guys that played well in the position that they were put in during that run that the Detroit Lions had. But it caught up with them. It caught up with them, man. That's why you need ballers out there on that side of the ball. To lose as many guys as they lost and to be able to be in a position to host or be the number one seed in the NFC, I think that was phenomenal. They played hard all season long. But that quarterback was different, and it was something that they hadn't seen. And that's what it was. And then you talk about, for the most part, their offense was able to put them in one-dimensional positions and situations for the most part all year long. And that aggression, that's why the aggression paid off for them.
I'm going to tell you right now my first thought on Monday before we get to Sunday. You know how the game's going to be won for the Eagles?
Defense.
On fourth down. The Commanders converted 87% of their fourth downs during the season. So far in the postseason, Hugh, they've played two games. They've gone for it 9 times on fourth down. They're 6 of 9. Like, they're not going to punt. Like, unless they're backed up in their own territory, they don't punt. They're going to go for fourth down. So we have to play 4-down defense on Sunday to win this game. That's how you beat them. You get them on fourth down. Otherwise, they don't give you the ball back. Let's go to the phone lines here. First, can we hear Sirianni first on the first matchup, or the last matchup, I should say, between these two teams? Sirianni asked yesterday about the Commanders.
What did you feel after that game in Washington? What have you seen from them as a team as the year has gone on?
Last time when we lost to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was a hard-fought battle. They got us in that one, and, you know, you know, I got a lot of respect for Coach Quinn and the job that he's done. I knew he was, you know, going against him so many times when he was the Cowboys. I knew how special of a coach he is. He's got those guys playing really good. We're going to be battling for a lot of years to come, and we get to battle here this week in the NFC Championship game. Credit to them. They're a really good football team, really well coached, really good players. Got a lot of respect for that team that's going to be coming in here, and you know, we'll do everything we can to get ready for this game. Does anybody else have anybody? That one?
No. You look, all right, great.
Go ahead.
All right, great. There it is. Sirianni.
Isaiah Rodgers, when you look at the way that he played, he's coming in and replaced a couple guys like Slade. What have you made of him, like, in the role that you give him?
He's a playmaker. We're good.
Sirianni yesterday.
What the hell happened there?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, he was among the commander stuff. I get why he's got to say what he says, right? The respect thing. We need to ratchet up the hate of the Commanders this week. Enough of this respect stuff.
I'll tell you what, man.
Hate. The vision.
We do hate them. But it's one of those things where, I mean, okay, never mind. I'll just keep that to myself because today is not the day.
But what are you doing?
No, I'm about to say nothing.
You like
but no,
Jaden
I don't
Daniels?
I don't like the
him
commander.
As a player. Yeah, he's a commander.
I'm not gonna say I like him. I envy him though. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Envy like as a rookie doing what he's doing? Or just his ability.
I mean, since you brought me down this path.
Listening to other people's grass?
At the quarterback position.
Listen, hold up. Since you brought me down this path, I'm the only one that looked at him and was like, damn.
No, of course not.
Okay, well, we'll just leave it like that then.
I've been saying that since September. Damn.
We'll just leave it like that. We'll just leave it like that then. But I'm just saying that this has the potential to be a fun rivalry for the next, 10 years?
Well, think about what just happened a month ago with Ertz and Sirianni on the field.
Man, and that we going to bring that back up, too.
Of course we are.
You disrespecting Zach Ertz the way that you did, and Zach Ertz was a big part of why they had success this weekend. Dude, this is fun. This is good for the division.
Here is what I can't have.
Exactly.
I cannot have Josh Harris.
No, you can't have
raise
that.
A trophy at Lincoln
Guess
Financial.
Guess who's coming to the game this weekend too?
Who's that?
Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson's gonna be in the building.
Whole group's gonna be here.
Yeah.
I can't do it. The players. I love Ertz and Jaden Daniels. I respect the hell out of how good he is. I can't. Kind of like I just can't handle the idea of Josh Harris with the George Halas Trophy. We cannot have
no,
this happen.
I'll be sick if they even pan to him in the box and he's all giddy. I can't have that.
I heard Joe Wechter this morning with a nugget for the morning show. This is the first time that Josh Harris has got out of the second round.
That's right. So congratulations.
Not with the Sixers, but congratulations. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. Glenn is up on WIP. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
Glenn, we're good. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Hey, man, I feel like I watched a different game with some of these callers because they keep saying that Hurts is managing the game, but he's managing the game the wrong way. He's taking bad sacks. The safety was unacceptable, and then a couple of times he got us out of field goal range on there for it.
Nobody's going to wait a couple days.
Yeah, I know, but some people can't. Yeah. Glenn, you're not wrong. I mean, we had 60 yards of sacks backwards the wrong way, and the safety, which
thought
is obviously not good.
I thought we was going to wait before we started.
He also, I waited till the 1 o'clock hour. He also did fumble. Like, I mean, they're lucky that we jumped on it, but like the whole turnover thing.
So
like,
that makes it better?
No, well,
on a victory money. Waited to one.
I did. Because everyone's like, well, he didn't turn the ball over. It's because Kenny Gainwell jumped on it. Well, he fumbled. Go ahead.
Well, he also had that one play to AJ in the end zone that could have been picked on there either way for that.
Damn, couldn't even make it through the middle.
That was it. I mean, I think just with the way the roster is, that the passing game and Hurts is going to maybe cost us the Super Bowl, unfortunately. Therefore, I just can't trust them. I mean, everyone wants to start not trusting Elliott, but when's the last time we've seen a really good Hurts game?
The Pittsburgh game on December 15th.
Yeah, so I mean, over a month ago.
Yeah,
I mean if you guys remember when we played Washington last time when Hurts was
always
out, they were able to stop our running game without the threat of the quarterback run, which is kind of nerve wracking if Hurts is going to be hurt.
Well, that's the Glenn. That's the part that I'm most concerned about for Sunday. I mean, good phone call. If he can't run like normal, it changes a lot. You know, it's.
I think he'll be able to run. Now, how effective the running would be? Here's the thing. Just like AJ has not been effective as we would like him to be, having him out there makes a difference. It's a difference maker. Having Jalen out there making those decisions, it is a difference maker. But I hear what he's saying.
But if you keep taking superpowers away from a superhero,
he becomes a mortal guy. I thought he was going to wait before we start killing the quarterback. I thought he was going to give him at least one day.
We waited. I can't control the callers. I mean, what are people going to say? They're going to say what they want
to
say.
You tried to get me when I was talking about Jay Daniels. I left that one alone. Then we came right back to this one.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you calmed yourself down. I mean,
what do you mean?
I don't know what you were going to say. Like,
I mean, but I was about to say what everybody else thinking.
He's good. He's really good.
Like, damn, they got a quarterback.
I know.
Finally, after, you know how hard it is to find one, and it looks like they got one.
All right, now that you let me here, let me throw this out. We better get them now. He's only going to get better.
Yeah.
We better get him now.
Now's the time. Because, boy, we're going to be in the same position that was that the West is in when it comes to Kansas City. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that Micah Parsons might have been right about him. He might be the next big thing.
Well, Micah Parsons was wrong about
everything else. He was due to hit one. James at Southwest Philly. What's up, James?
Hold on, let me take you out. What's up, Joe?
James, what's up?
Listen, hello.
I got you.
Sound like he got Joe? Beef.
Listen, I got a bone to pick with you, Joe.
What did I do?
He got beef
because all. For a while, we were talking about run the ball. Mm-hmm. Now all you talk about is passing. If winning is the ultimate goal, it don't make a difference how you get there.
Of course. I know that. I know that.
So if all we talk about running the ball, what's the big emphasis on passing then if we still winning?
Well, but James, it's getting harder. Don't you see this? Like it was the first round was what it was. Yesterday was harder because they went against a better quarterback. Now it's going to be even harder against another great quarterback. And then the Super Bowl will be against one of two guys that are a Hall of Famer kind of quarterbacks. It's going to get harder, so you're going to need more points.
That's true, but they can't stop the run, and we're going to do it until they stop it.
I agree, James.
What you got? What you got, man?
I got an analogy for you, Hugh. It's like a fighter. He might win all his fights by decision, but he's still winning. He's still undefeated. He said, well, he didn't knock nobody out, but he still won.
Well, the Eagles are winning, James.
Floyd Mayweather in a nutshell?
That's not a great analogy. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm just saying that's how Floyd Mayweather goes, right? Because he don't really knock too many people out.
No.
He went by decision.
Are we really doing the Jalen won the game yesterday thing? I mean, the team won the game.
Jalen's Floyd Mayweather.
Hey, Joe. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe. Real quick, mm-hmm. I got a solution for you. If Kellen Moore gets a job, right?
Okay.
If Kellen Moore gets a coaching job, right? Make Kevin Betulo the offensive coordinator, because Jalen's already in that system. Jalen, he's been with Jalen for 4 years, and ain't too many concepts that he would have to change. Would that make sense?
James, I think it does. It's certainly a logical jump. I mean, I especially if they don't want to change the offense again. And James, good phone call, because they've done this so many times with Hurts. I mean, obviously Sirianni likes Kevin Petullo. He's been with him the entire time. He mentions him. No one asks about him, but he mentions him anyway in every press conference.
Giving his props.
I don't know. But the only issue is the last time they tried to promote from within, that became Brian Johnson. That didn't work out great.
Ooh, that's another storyline from this weekend. We forgot about that one, right?
Brian Johnson coming back.
Brian Johnson coming back to town with his young Thunder back. Wait, I said it wrong. Thundercat quarterback.
He's not doing anything.
No,
he's obviously not hurting.
He's coming in. He got attitude. Him and Zach.
Oh, Brian Johnson. Yeah. I'm so scared of his attitude coming in this game.
Are you scared of Zach Ertz's attitude?
No,
I'm scared of him catching the ball in a big spot. Yeah, he's good.
I'm not scared of anything, but you got to respect it though.
Oh, I'm scared.
I do not.
Joe, you can't tell anybody you're scared, man.
Sure I can. This is safe space.
I'm shivering from Brian Johnson coming in here with
Brian
an attitude.
Johnson, I mean, he got a point to prove. He was disrespected last year.
We cannot lose to Josh Harris and Brian Johnson.
And Zach Ertz.
Can't do it. I mean, that's like, I hope they realize what's on the line this weekend. We cannot do any of that stuff, all right?
Speaking of, since I'm being petty, who was that talk about? They were mad at me because I was there talking about, oh, you scared of Terry McLaurin. Who's scared now?
Me.
Joe's scared. I'm not scared, but I'm just like, it's going to be a good game, man. This is going to be a really good game.
It's going to be a great one. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Who gets the game ball for yesterday's win? We put three options up: Saquon Barkley, Jalen Carter, or Howie Roseman.
100%, man.
The guy who built the whole thing. I mean, that's why
he's the architect.
Isaiah Rodgers is here, and Saquon's here, and Carter's here, and Bond is here. All of them. Nolan Smith with a strip sack. They're all here because of Howie Roseman. Slay. Saquon winning the poll, 55%. Jalen Carter second at 36%. 9% acknowledging the greatness of Howie Roseman. Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
He ain't ready.
Sean? Sean gone once? Where do you think Sean is? Work?
I mean, come on.
Maybe, we're at work, but not sure where Sean is. I almost hear like a PA announce in the back. Sean? Oh, put Sean on hold. Sean, you got to be on your game. This is a championship week. Jake and Delco. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, man?
Hugh, earlier when you were saying how do Giants fans feel today?
Yes.
Got a quick story for you that might tell you a little bit about that question. So my neighbor, I live in a row home in Drexel Hill, and my neighbor right next door, he's a New York sports fan, avid. So I went out back in the alley where I parked my work van to shovel a little bit last night, so I didn't have to do all this morning, and I bumped into him. And he was in a good mood. And he said, "Hey, how you doing, Jake?" And I said, "How about them Eagles, just to mess with them?" And he's like, no, I'm happy for you. No, it's cool, man. And then so this morning – so today's recycling day. I put out the recycling cans last night, and I come out this morning to the van, and one of my damn recycling cans is knocked over, and all the bottles and stuff are all in the alley. and so I look, and you can see where he parks, clear as day. You can see the tire tracks. He backed into my recycling can and knocked it over.
Wow.
You feel like he did it on purpose?
You tell me, man.
I like how you did the self-edit there.
That was easy detective work, Jake. That was easy.
I don't know. That you know.
Well, you have a truck. You ever bump over someone's like trash
or
something? Well,
I put it like this. If I bumped into somebody's trash, I would be courteous enough to pick it up.
Sure.
Right. And the trash and the recycling go out different days. So twice a week, my cans are in the same spot. I've lived here for 9 months.
And so now all of a sudden he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of way.
Yeah. So now, my question, Jake, now is what are you going to – I'm not inciting violence, but, you know, you did talk about it over there. So what's your next move?
Well, me and my wife are different. She'll probably say I should say something. I would probably not want to say something because I'm not big on making it and having beef with my neighbor right next door. He's an ex-Marine, and he's a little off. He's a little thrown off. So,
hey, you know what? Since you put it like that, yeah, you probably need to probably let that one go.
Plus, Jake, you won. You won.
He said he wrapped too tight.
We have Saquon here. If that means a couple cans get knocked over, that's a battle you won, yeah.
Right. My other thing is, Joe, man, you got to stop groveling. Slay ain't going to unblock you.
You know what? Jake, I forgot until I saw it on the board here. I got to be real, though. He's played well. He did a nice job.
Let me see if I'm blocked. Let me check this.
I'm definitely still blocked. Jake, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I'm not groveling for the unblock from Slay. Guys, I didn't even actually follow Slay. I just found out he was blocking me because I guess he was posting something, and then I went to look, and then I was allowed.
I know you don't follow me. I don't know if I'm blocked yet, though. Let me see.
Yeah, the block is worse. I mean, that's like just get away from me. The unfollow is I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah, I don't fool with you no more. I don't know. Did I get blocked? I don't know. I can't tell.
Well, look. Last year they had a long losing streak. If you're not getting blocked by someone in the long losing streak, you're not.
Yeah, if you ain't got haters, you ain't popping.
That's exactly it. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up here on the other side. And when we come back, where does the Saquon run rank among the best moments in Lincoln Financial Field history? Well, look at those, because it's up there. You watch the angle of that, the roar of the crowd. It was awesome. 215-592-9494. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
hey, we knew that could be tough, right? You get this far, they're going to be tough. And there were some hard moments in that game. But we embraced the adversity and we have found a way. That's all that matters right now. That's all that matters right now. How about that championship defense?
Championship defense.
Boom, 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 boom. Defense. We talked about hitting Stafford. We hit him from the beginning all the way to the end. That was an unbelievable job. That was unbelievable job. Guys, we were able to run the football in the conditions, and we found a way. Right? All that did for me, besides put this chain on me, thank you, Chauncey, is made me hungry as f***. I'm so f***ing hungry. And I know you guys feel the same way. I love you guys. All right, let's go do this. We got business to finish. We got f***ing business to finish. Break it down.
You know, this made me think of Coach Sirianni in rarefied air, for the most part, as an Eagles coach, right? Two 14-win seasons?
Yep. That's only got to do that. Yeah. And now he can go to his second Super Bowl.
Man. And
I know what Kyle's about to say.
What are you about to say?
I tried to warn you guys.
Two wins until?
That's right. He becomes the greatest coach in Eagles history.
Well, that's a debate, not a fact.
No.
I mean, I don't agree.
Greatness.
Well, I have
he
not.
He better win it.
I don't have. I was gonna say anything bad to say. He's got his team in the title game. Throwing on second down on the final drive made me almost like jump out a window. But besides that, he coached a fine game. I know there was some stuff yesterday about letting the clock run down at the end of the first half. I put that more on the quarterback and taking the sack. I mean, they were out of field goal range. I'm not mad at him for that. They were going backwards. You have an unreliable kicker and you're taking sacks. Hugh, I guess they could have been a little more aggressive in the first half, but I was all right with it.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what. Coach Sirianni has made a conscious effort to become a more calm coach on the sideline, in my opinion, and to be, I guess, just to be more like buttoned up. I guess that's the best way of saying it. He's just a little bit more buttoned up.
Watching the way he's evolved as a coach this year, it kind of reminds me of Brian Billick with the Ravens. Because Brian Billick was an offensive coordinator of that Vikings team with Randall Cunningham. Like, Brian Billick was supposed to be an offensive guy.
Yeah.
And then he got to Baltimore. And within a couple years, he realized, I have the best defense maybe ever. I'm going to punt and play defense and run the ball and not lose the game with the quarterback situation. And they won the Super Bowl. I mean, he figured out a way. And that's what the coach's job is, right? Just to find a way to win with what he has. And Sirianni's got this team a win away from the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we will in a few minutes. I'm going to try to rank that Saquon run to seal the game among the best plays ever at Lincoln Financial Field. I think it's a legendary Lincoln Financial Field moment, considering how big of a moment it was, what it basically did. I know the Rams then came back, but it basically sealed a playoff win, 78 yards, and then just him hitting his helmet. There's something about that, like all that emotion that was there with him. I'll rank him coming up in a few minutes. First, let's go to the phone lines here. We have Lawrence, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Lawrence.
Yo.
Yo, Lawrence, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man? Thanks for taking the call,
what's
man.
Going on, man.
You got it, man. What's up?
Hey, Plant Base. Man, look, I've been calling this show for 38 years, man. And this is a redemption game for Jalen Hurts, man. Only in my opinion, man. But they knocked him out the game, man. That's all I got. And also, man, when we win this game, then we go play in the Super Bowl. It's a redemption game with Sirianni.
For the Super Bowl or the Chiefs? Who are you playing? You're going to play the Chiefs?
That's what it sounds like.
We're going to play Kansas City, man. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have North Broad Street, South Broad Street. They're going to be greasing the poles down because it's going to be so freaking hype.
Well, it is.
It lasts in 27. Come on, man. You don't see it, man? Y'all guys don't see it?
I could see that. Yeah, I do think the Chiefs are going to win. So that would be
I'm in my 60s, man. I'm 64, man.
Are you going to be sliding down the poles on Broad Street?
I don't know, man. You know where they're going to be at, man. Come on, guys. Y'all lived it, man. I don't know if you lived it. But, damn, you saw that, man. And this is where we headed to, man.
I don't remember
this
nobody sliding down no poles.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when the Phillies won.
Yeah.
There was a lot of poles sliding.
Well, they grease them. They try to kid you away from them.
That was crazy.
They put the Crisco on.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Exactly. Down on Spruce Street.
Sure.
Bro, Spruce. And you had thousands of fans. So you can just imagine this time, right, man?
Well, Lawrence, when we're doing our show from the parade, I better see you hanging from a lamppost.
No, man. Y'all need to be on that man. Float, man. Hopefully the Eagles let y'all be on them floats,
I don't,
man.
I don't want to be on the float.
Well, that'd be awesome. What do you mean you don't want to be on the
I
float?
I don't want to be on the float.
Well, what if that's where we're doing our show from, a moving show?
I would venture to say that that's not going to be the case.
Right, that'd be awesome. Lawrence, right, I like that idea. How about Lawrence giving us the idea of a moving parade float show?
Nah. I don't want to be on. It's going to be cold out there, man.
You have a coat now.
Yeah, but not, I don't feel like, I mean, I want to be a part of it. I want to go to parade. I want to have a parade. But I want to,
Now, listen, I don't, let me put it clear. I don't expect an invitation in the parade.
Man, we're definitely not
going
to get that.
I don't think we even deserve one. They win. We just talk about it.
Yeah, we talk about it.
But if they invited us, how could we turn that down?
I would turn it down.
Turn it down?
Yeah, I would decline. I would respectfully.
A parade float show?
Yes, I would respectfully decline.
You never got to do it. Parade.
No, I haven't.
So this would be your shot. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, I went to one though and I enjoyed it immensely, but no, I wouldn't want to be on the float.
Wow. Well, now we know what happens if we get the invitation. I guess we have to say no. We gotta do it as a team or we don't.
Well,
do
if
it.
if you want to go, no, then I'll go. I just won't have a lot to say.
We have to
there.
Do the show from the parade.
Well, I guess I will have a lot to say because I ain't
contractually
gotta,
you have to talk. That's your job. All right, Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, what's going on? Happy Victory Monday, man.
Happy Victory Monday, Anthony. What are you thinking?
I got a point to make. I got a question, then I got a point to make. So y'all don't hang up on me. Let me get through this.
Okay. You got it.
Okay. So if I told you guys that Jalen Hurts yesterday had 250 yards passing in the air, had a running touchdown for 40-something yards, didn't turn the ball over, and manage the game the way that a quarterback is supposed to, would that be a good game?
Sure.
Okay, so the fact that he didn't have 250 yards, that wasn't his fault because he had 128 yards passing in the air, and then the other guys dropped, balls that would have equated to about 123 yards in the game.
Sure, but he took 7 sacks and a safety. That means he didn't manage the game well.
No. But I'm watching this game yesterday, right, and I'm watching the Baltimore, and I'm watching – Baltimore and Buffalo play yesterday. And these guys who are, MVP caliber quarterbacks this year, they're making the same mistakes. They're doing,
Anthony, no one's taking 7 sacks. You can't take 7 sacks.
No, I'm not. Listen, what I'm saying is y'all guys are talking like this guy, like he's doing what it takes for us to win football.
All right, let me you use a hypothetical. Let me throw one at you. Anthony, okay. If Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matthew Stafford, you can't say the same thing. The same game hold on. But let me finish. Okay. You think the game he played was qualified as what it takes to win. That's because his teammates made plays to make that happen. Like if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Stafford and Stafford hits Higbee for another touchdown, they probably lose.
Okay.
And so I could point back to the safety or the sacks that took him out of field goal range. Like, we're using the result and saying that's why it works.
Let me give you something.
Okay.
So yesterday, you got Slay, who had a hell of a game, and you got C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They both gave up two of the easiest touchdowns. The weather was bad, but that touchdown that C.J. Gardner-Johnson gave up where the tight end just basically spun off of him and he just stopped his feet, you don't give it. CJ don't usually give up that kind of stuff, but he did yesterday. So you're talking about a touchdown there. Slay gave up the same kind of touchdown on the opposite side of the field yesterday when he just stopped because he probably thought the game was out of hand. We're up 14 points at that time. So there was a lot of things that happened in the game yesterday where you could say if this guy or that guy don't do this.
Right, of course. Anthony, just remove the result. Do you think the passing game is good right now?
I think that the passing game, when I watch Jalen Hurts play football, I think that, and this is my honest truth, this is me, right? I think that as a sports guy myself, I think what Jalen Hurts did earlier this year, when they came out of the bye and he heard that they, offensive line went into the locker room, there's questions about the passing game, I don't think Jalen Hurts lost confidence in himself. I think Jalen Hurts went to the coaching staff himself and said, hey, guys, okay, there's a lot of noise from the outside now. It's inside, all this and that. What do we need to do to win? Let's get there. How do we get there? It's run the ball. Okay, let's run the ball then. I'm not going to turn the ball over. I'm going to let the horses eat. I'm going to let y'all do what y'all got to do. Let's run the ball. So to me, I think.
And it's a long way of saying yes or no. Is the passing game good right now?
Yeah, no. It's good enough for me because
no, it's not. It's not good. Like, they're winning, but this is not a good passing game right now. They threw for 65 net passing yards yesterday.
Okay, so they took seven sacks.
Hold on. They took seven sacks and a safety. They got two sacks out of field goal range. The quarterback took those sacks. And everyone, hold on. Everyone that's on the no turnovers thing. You know, if Kenny Gainwell doesn't jump on the fumble, he has a turnover yesterday. If the quarterback fumbles, that's a problem. And yesterday, he was not mistake-free. He took a safety and fumbled.
Nobody's talking about it. Who's saying he was mistake-free?
You mentioned the other games where they made mistakes, the other quarterbacks.
This is what I'm saying to you, bro. We're getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl. The second time that this team has gone to the NFC game in a couple years, we're on our way back to the Super Bowl, and you're sitting here continuously talking about what the man's not doing. We're winning football games.
What are we talking about?
Well, you called in about him. We're talking about Saquon.
We were talking about Saquon, dog.
But Hugh, I'll get on you in a second. You were talking about what you spoke for all of Philadelphia earlier when you're talking about. Everybody would have. I'm not taking
Jalen. Anthony, now you telling a. Like, I don't like to call nobody a lie. But, Anthony, you look at. Anthony, listen, dog. Listen. You're not about to sit here and tell me. Anthony, you're not about to sit here and tell me you didn't look at that young man and see what he was doing and was a little bit envious. You don't put words in my mouth, because I didn't say I would take him over Jalen. I said envious. It's a big difference.
You said that's where you were going.
I'm right. Because of the way he played this weekend, you didn't get envious when you saw that.
You speak for you.
No, okay. Well, Anthony, since you want to be delusional, that's fine. Because when I speak to people because I'm being honest and I'm being forthcoming in what I'm thinking. You cannot sit there and tell me when you saw that young man out there playing against that defense against the Detroit Lions that you weren't somewhat envious about his performance. If you say you weren't, you're lying. I didn't say he was better than Jalen. I said you were envious.
This is what I'm going to say. Hugh, I ain't going to go back and forth because you're one of my favorite players of all time. Man, I ain't going to go back and forth with you.
Forget about that. Go after him.
I ain't doing that. This is what I'm saying, Hugh. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, when I look at the past, I've been an Eagles fan since 95, which I think it was Randall Cunningham's last year here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been an Eagles fan that long, 30 years at this point. I watched my dad called Donovan McNabb, the dirtball man. I watched the team here with Michael Vick where they were solid, but, you know, had an all-star kind of roster, but you just had some things going on in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Carson Wentz go through what he went through here. I got now here in a quarterback, a slow but steady guy who's imperfect, who does not feel like, he's not like Carson where I need to be the guy. I need to be the one that makes this happen. He's going to listen to the coach. He don't have to have it be him, and he's going to do what you ask him to do, and it ain't always going to look the way that the fans want it to look.
Anthony, I appreciate that about him, but I don't know what, like, I think...
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I think we go too far. Like, maybe you think some people are too hard on him, but then we go too far to make things normal. Say, taking safeties from the 8-yard line is not normal. Anthony, the comparison I have is young Russell Wilson. They didn't win because of Russell Wilson. He was good, but it wasn't like that Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes now. That's not what it was. They won because their defense and their running game. We have the same thing. It works. But I'm not going to bend over backwards after seven sacks and say, wow, Jalen, I'm so thankful.
And you know what, Anthony? I hear what you're saying. But when I critique Jalen, I don't consider any of that as a factor why I'm critiquing him. I'm looking at it from strictly – purely football, and trying to put my team in the best possible position to be successful. Now, when I said the comments about Jaden, that's what I was talking about, the poise in the pocket, the pretty balls that he was throwing, and all that stuff. Yeah, that might be a pause moment right there. But that's all I'm talking about.
Heart.
But and you know, and I get where you're coming from, because as a, you know, quarterbacks that are like Jalen, they get critiqued or criticized all the time. But when I talk about him and I compare him to Jaden Daniels, it's the play on the field, brother. That's it. That's all I care about.
and I get that, Hugh. I'm going to just make this one last point, and then I got my question. I'm going to let y'all guys speak to it. So we look at this year, right? We look at – so you look at the quarterbacks that are left in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So before a season starts, I'm a bat. I tell y'all all the time, I'm a basketball guy. If I had to draw what I want my point guard to be like, right, I want my point guard to be able to pass. I want him to be able to knock down shots. I want him to be able to do all these things. If you're talking about the quarterback before the season starts, we don't have one, I get what you're saying because Jaden Daniels is that guy. To me, skill set-wise, he's the best quarterback in the NFC right now without a question. That's not what I'm talking about, though. What I'm talking about is all the intangibles. One, playing in Philadelphia is one of the hardest things you can do. That's number one. Number two, when you look at what Jalen Hurts does, one of the best things about him is his ability to take himself out of the equation and say, okay, whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do that. You know better than anybody. You, when you get to the pro level, there's some ego that comes with that. Like I'm that guy that comes with that. And Jalen is able to take himself out of that and say, guys, I want to, the main thing is the main thing. That's winning. I want to do whatever it takes to do that. So I love Jaden Daniels, but he got to show me. You can't just show up 1 year and he's having a hell of a year, probably the best year of any rookie quarterback.
But guess who? But Anthony, not to cut you off, but guess who else did the exact same thing that Jaden Daniels is doing this year?
The quarterback from Houston last year.
And Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts did it when he went to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts did it the year that he got all that bread. Remember that?
You know what's
unfortunate about that position, Ant, is that we do it all the time. Like as soon as we see, because it's so rarely that you see it, and so when you get a guy that you see looks like he's on that trajectory, we hype it up to the point where, you know, like you say, CJ Stroud this year he struggled. But he got all that hype coming into the season. That's what we do. Caleb was the quarterback in Chicago.
Caleb.
Same thing, man. It's just that's just the nature of the beast, unfortunately.
Well,
that's
and
just
Anthony,
how it is.
We always appreciate the call, and it's fun back and forth. I mean, and this week you're going to hear a lot of it, right? They're playing each other.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they're going to play each other for years to come in the division. All right, before we go on, I thought yesterday watching Saquon run for the
– Hey, we knew that could be tough, right? You get this far, they're going to be tough. And there were some hard moments in that game. But we embraced the adversity and we have found a way. That's all that f-ing matters right now. That's all that matters right now. How about that championship defense?
Championship defense.
Boom, 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 boom. Defense. We talked about hitting Stafford. We hit him from the beginning all the way to the end. That was an unbelievable job. All right, it's an unbelievable job. Guys, we were able to run the football in the conditions and we found a way. Right? All that did for me, besides put this chain on me, thank you, Chauncey, is made me hungry as f***. I'm so f***ing hungry. And I know you guys feel the same way. I love you guys. All right, let's go do this. We got business to finish. We got f***ing business to finish. Break it down.
You know, this made me think of Coach Sirianni in rarefied air, for the most part, is an Eagles coach, right? Two 14-win seasons?
Yep. That's only got to do that.
Yeah.
And now he can go to his second Super Bowl.
Man. And
I know what Kyle's about to say.
What are you about to say?
I tried to warn you guys.
Two wins until?
That's right. He becomes the greatest coach in Eagles history.
Well, that's a debate, not a fact.
No.
I mean, I don't agree.
Greatness.
Well, I have
he
not.
He better win it.
I was going to say anything bad to say. He's got his team in the title game. Throwing on second down on the final drive made me almost like jump out a window. But besides that, he coached a fine game. I know there was some stuff yesterday about letting the clock run down at the end of the first half. I put that more on the quarterback and taking the sack. I mean, they were out of field goal range. I'm not mad at him for that. They were going backwards. You have an unreliable kicker and you're taking sacks. Hugh, I guess they could have been a little more aggressive at the end of the first half, but I was all right with it.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what. Coach Sirianni has made a conscious effort to become a more calm coach on the sideline, in my opinion, and to be, I guess, just to be more like button up. I guess that's the best way of saying it. He's just more, a little bit more button up.
Watching the way he's evolved as a coach this year, it kind of reminds me of Brian Billick with the Ravens. Because Brian Billick was an offensive coordinator of that Vikings team with Randall Cunningham. Like, Brian Billick was supposed to be an offensive guy.
Yeah.
And then he got to Baltimore. Within a couple years, like, he realized, I have the best defense maybe ever. I'm going to punt and play defense and run the ball and not lose the game with the quarterback situation. And he won. They won the Super Bowl. I mean, he figured out a way. That, and that's what the coach's job is, right? Just to find a way to win with what he has. And Sirianni's got this team a win away from the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we will in a few minutes. I'm going to try to rank that Saquon run to seal the game among the best plays ever at Lincoln Financial Field. I think it's a legendary Lincoln Financial Field moment, considering how big of a moment it was, what it basically did. I know the Rams then came back, but it basically sealed a playoff win, 78 yards, and then just him hitting his helmet. There's something about that, like all that emotion that was there with him. I'll rank him coming up in a few minutes. First, let's go to the phone lines here. We have Lawrence, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Lawrence.
Yo.
Yo, Lawrence, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man? Thanks for taking the call,
what's
man.
Going on, man.
You got it, man. What's up?
Hey, Plant Base. Man, look, I've been calling this show for 38 years, man. And this is a redemption game for Jalen Hurts, man. Only in my opinion, man. But they knocked him out the game, man. That's all I got. And also, man, when we win this game, can we go play in the Super Bowl? It's a redemption game with Sirianni.
For the Super Bowl or the Chiefs? Who are we playing? We're going to play the Chiefs?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. We're going to play Kansas City, man. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have North Broad Street, South Broad Street. They're going to be greasing the poles down because it's going to be so freaking hype.
Why, it is.
It lasts in 27. Come on, man. You don't see it, man? Y'all guys don't see it?
I could see that. Yeah, I do think the Chiefs are going to win, so that would be
it. I'm in my 60s, man. I'm 64, man.
Are you going to be sliding down the poles on Broad Street?
I don't know, man. You know where they're going to be at, man. Come on, guys. Y'all lived it, man. I don't know if you lived it. But, damn, you saw that, man. And this is where we headed to, man.
I don't remember
this
nobody sliding down no poles.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when the Phillies won.
Yeah.
There was a lot of poles sliding.
They grease them. They try to kind of get you away from them.
That was crazy.
They put the Crisco on.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Exactly. Down on Spruce Street. Sure. And you had thousands of fans. So you can just imagine this time, right, man? Like.
Well, Lawrence, when we're doing our show from the parade, I better see you hanging from a lamppost.
No, man. Y'all need to be on that float, man. Hopefully the Eagles let y'all be on them floats,
I don't,
man.
I don't want to be on the float.
Oh, that'd be awesome. What do you mean you don't want to be on the float?
I don't want to be on the float.
Well, what if that's where we're doing our show from, a moving show?
I would venture to say that's not going to be the case.
Right, that'd be awesome. Lawrence, right, I like that idea. How about Lawrence giving us the idea of a moving parade float show?
Nah. I don't want to be on. It's going to be cold out there, man.
You have a coat now.
Yeah, but not, I don't feel like, I mean, I want to be a part of it. I want to go to the parade. I want to have a parade. But I want to, you know.
Now, listen, let me put it clear. I don't expect an invitation in the parade.
Definitely not going to get that.
I don't think we even deserve one. They win. We just talk about it.
Yeah, we talk about it.
But if they invited us, how could we turn that down?
I would turn it down.
Turn it down?
Yeah, I would decline. I would respectfully.
A parade float show?
Yes, I would respectfully decline.
You never got to do a parade.
No, I haven't.
So this would be your shot. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, I went to one, though, and I enjoyed it immensely, but no, I wouldn't want to be on the float.
Wow. Well, now we know what happens if we get the invitation. I guess we have to say no. We got to do it as a team or don't do it.
If you want to go,
no,
then I'll go. I just won't have a lot to say.
We have to do the show from the parade.
I guess I will have a lot to say because I ain't
contractually, you have to talk. That's your job. All right, Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, what's going on? Happy Victory Monday, man.
Happy Victory Monday, Anthony. What are you thinking?
I got a point to make. I got a question, then I got a point to make. So y'all don't hang up on me. Let me get through this.
Okay. You got it.
Okay. So if I told you guys that Jalen Hurts yesterday had 250 yards passing in the air, had a running touchdown for 40-something yards, didn't turn the ball over, and manage the game the way that a quarterback is supposed to. Would that be a good game?
Sure.
Okay, so So the fact that he didn't have 250 yards, that wasn't his fault because he had 128 yards passing in the air, and then the other guys dropped, you know, balls that would have equated to about 123 yards in the game.
Sure, but he took 7 sacks and a safety. That means he didn't manage the game well.
No. But I'm watching this game yesterday, right? And I'm watching the Baltimore and I'm watching Baltimore and Buffalo play yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And these guys who are, you know, MVP caliber quarterbacks this year, they're making the same mistakes. They're doing, you know.
No one's taking 7 sacks. You can't take 7 sacks.
No, I'm not. Listen, what I'm saying is y'all guys are talking like this guy, like he's doing what it takes for us to win football.
All right, let me use a hypothetical. Let me throw one at you. Anthony, okay. If Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matthew Stafford, you can't say the same thing. The same game, Jalen. Hold on. But let me finish. Okay. You think the game he played was qualified as what it takes to win? That's because his teammates made plays to make that happen. Like if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Stafford and Stafford hits Higbee for another touchdown, they probably lose.
Okay.
And so I could point back to the safety or the sacks that took him out of field goal range. Like we're using the result and saying that's why it works.
Let me give you something.
Okay.
So yesterday you got Slay, who had a hell of a game, and you got C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They both gave up two of the easiest touchdowns. The weather was bad, but that touchdown that C.J. Gardner-Johnson gave up, where the tight end just basically spun off of him and he just stopped his feet. You don't give it. CJ don't usually give up that kind of stuff, but he did yesterday. So you're talking about a touchdown there. Slay gave up the same kind of touchdown on the opposite side of the field yesterday when he just stopped because he probably thought the game was out of hand. We're up 14 points at that time. So there was a lot of things that happened in the game yesterday where you could say if this guy or that guy don't do this.
Right, of course. Anthony, just remove the result. Do you think the passing game is good right now?
I think that the passing game, when I watch Jalen Hurts play football, I think that, and this is my honest truth, this is me, right? I think that as a sports guy myself, I think what Jalen Hurts did earlier this year, when they came out of the bye and he heard that they, you know, offensive line went into the locker room, there's questions about the passing game, I don't think Jalen Hurts lost confidence in himself. I think Jalen Hurts went to the coaching staff himself and said, hey, guys, okay, there's a lot of noise from the outside, now it's inside, all this and that. What do we need to do to win? Let's get there. How do we get there? It's run the ball. Okay, let's run the ball then. I'm not going to turn the ball over. I'm going to let the horses eat. I'm going to let y'all do what y'all got to do. Let's run the ball. So to me, I think.
And this is a long way of saying yes or no. Is the passing game good right now?
Yeah, no. It's good enough for me because
no, it's not. It's not good. Like they're winning, but this is not a good passing game right now. They threw for 65 net passing yards yesterday.
Okay, so they took seven sacks.
Hold on, they took 7 sacks and a safety. They got 2 sacks out of field goal range. The quarterback took those sacks. Hold on. Everyone that's on the no turnovers thing. You know, if Kenny Gainwell doesn't jump on the fumble, he has a turnover yesterday. If the quarterback fumbles, that's a problem. And yesterday, he was not mistake-free. He took a safety and fumbled.
Nobody's talking about it. Who's saying he was mistake-free?
I'm saying the other games where they made mistakes, the other quarterbacks.
This is what I'm saying to you, bro. After every
Hit
win,
you with the bro.
We're getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl. The second time that this team has gone to the NFC game in a couple years, we're on our way back to the Super Bowl, and you're sitting here continuously talking about what the man's not doing. We're winning football games.
We've been continuously
talking about?
Well, you called in about him. We're talking about Saquon.
We were talking about Saquon, dog.
No, but Hugh, I'll get on you in a second. You were talking about what you spoke for all of Philadelphia earlier when you were talking about. Everybody would have. I'm not taking Jalen.
Everybody. Anthony, now you telling a. Like, I don't like to call nobody a lie. But, Anthony, you look at. Anthony, listen, dog. Listen. You're not about to sit here and tell me you didn't look at that young man and see what he was doing and was a little bit envious. Don't put words in my mouth because I didn't say I would take him over Jalen. I said envious. It's a big difference.
You said that's where you were going.
I said it exists, and I'm right. Because of the way he played this weekend, you didn't get envious when you saw that.
You speak for you.
No, okay, well, Anthony, since you want to be delusional, that's fine. Because when I speak to people because I'm being honest and I'm being forthcoming in what I'm thinking. You cannot sit there and tell me when you saw that young man out there playing against that defense against the Detroit Lions that you weren't somewhat envious about his performance. If you say you weren't, you're lying. I didn't say he was better than Jalen. I said you were envious.
This is what I'm going to say. I ain't going to go back and forth because you're one of my favorite players of all time. Man, I ain't going to go back and forth with you.
Forget about that. Go after him.
Nah, he's doing that. This is what I'm saying, Hugh. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, when I look at the past, I've been an Eagle fan since 95, mm-hmm. which I think it was Randall Cunningham's last year here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been an Eagles fan that long, 30 years at this point. I watched my dad call Donovan McNabb the dirt ball man. I watched the team here with Michael Vick where they were solid, but you know, had an all-star kind of roster, but you just had some things going on in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Carson Wentz go through what he went through here. I got now here in a quarterback, a slow but steady guy who's imperfect, who does not feel like, he's not like Carson where I need to be the guy. I need to be the one that makes this happen. He's going to listen to the coach. He don't have to have it be him, and he's going to do what you ask him to do, and it ain't always going to look the way that the fans want it to look.
Anthony, I appreciate that about him, but I don't know what, like, I think...
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I think we go too far. Like, maybe you think some people are too hard on him, but then we go too far to make things normal. Say, taking safeties from the 8-yard line is not normal. Anthony, the comparison I have is young Russell Wilson. They didn't win because of Russell Wilson. He was good, but it wasn't like that. Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes now. That's not what it was. They won because their defense and their running game. We have the same thing. It works. I'm not going to like bend over backwards after 7 sacks and say, wow, Jalen, I'm so thankful.
And you know what, Anthony? I hear what you're saying. But when I critique Jalen, I don't consider any of that as a factor why I'm critiquing him. I'm looking at it from strictly – purely football, and trying to put my team in the best possible position to be successful. Now, when I said the comments about Jaden, that's what I was talking about, the poise in the pocket, the pretty balls that he was throwing, and all that stuff. Yeah, that might be a pause moment right there. But that's all I'm talking about.
Hard.
But and you know, and I get where you're coming from because as a, you know, quarterbacks that are like Jalen, they get critiqued or criticized all the time. But when I talk about him and I compare him to Jaden Daniels, it's the play on the field, brother. That's it. That's all I care about.
And I get that, Hugh. I'm going to just make this one last point, and then I got my question. I'm going to let y'all guys speak to it. So we look at this year, right? You look at the quarterbacks that are left in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So before a season starts, I tell y'all all the time, I'm a basketball guy. If I had to draw what I want my point guard to be like, right? I want my point guard to be able to pass. I want him to be able to knock down shots. I want him to be able to do all these things. If you're talking about the quarterback before the season starts, we don't have one. I get what you're saying because Jaden Daniels is that guy. To me, skill set wise, he's the best quarterback in the NFC right now, without a question. That's not what I'm talking about, though. What I'm talking about is all the intangibles. One, playing in Philadelphia is one of the hardest things you can do. That's number one. Number two, when you look at what Jalen Hurts does, one of the best things about him is his ability to take himself out of the equation and say, okay, whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do that. You know better than anybody. When you get to the pro level, there's some ego that comes with that. Like I'm that guy that comes with that. And Jalen is able to take himself out of that and say, guys, I want to – the main thing is the main thing. That's winning. I want to do whatever it takes to do that. So I love Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. but he got to show me. You can't just show up 1 year and he's having a hell of a year, probably the best year of any rookie quarterback.
Anthony, not to cut you off, but guess who else did the exact same thing that Jaden Daniels is doing this year?
The quarterback from Houston last year.
And Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts did it when he went to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts did it the year that he got all that bread. Remember that?
I remember.
You know what's unfortunate about that position, Ant, is that we do it all the time. Like, as soon as we see, because it's so rarely that you see it. And so when you get a guy that you see looks like he's on that trajectory, we hype it up to the point where, you know, like you say, C.J. Stroud this year, he struggled. But he got all that hype coming into the season. That's what we do. Caleb was the quarterback in Chicago.
Caleb.
Same thing, man. It's just that's just the nature of the beast, unfortunately. Well, that's
and
how
Anthony,
it is.
We always appreciate the call, and it's fun back and forth. I mean, and this week you're going to hear a lot of it, right? They're playing each other.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they're going to play each other for years to come in the division. All right, before we go on, I thought yesterday watching Saquon run for the